And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Sire of Sarcasm, the Scion of Cynicism, Old Man Wade. And across the hall, and across the pond, and across some other streets, we have the pinnacle of political perfection, Super Wagabi.
Yo!
And on the count of three, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, buddy.
Wait, is that a new thing? Yo, what you drinking today, old man?
Today I am drinking a beer that I'm not sponsoring because they're not paying me.
Alright, I'm also drinking a beer that I'm not promoting because they're not sponsoring.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Directly across from me, my lovely life.
Hey.
With her normal enthusiasm, as always.
It was a little bit better.
I'm sorry, with her better than normal enthusiasm. To my direct left, we have the awesome Ariana.
Hello.
And today we are going to have a lot of fun because Old Man Wade has some really stupid topics.
Yay!
Oh man, it's going to be great. So,
as opposed to our usually very smart topics.
Yeah. So, Javi, I have a question for you.
I may have an answer.
Have you ever thought about mythical gods genitalia?
Oh, fucking hell.
Only Zeus, because that nigga got around.
So I got okay. You know, we'll start with Zeus. First question: do you think Zeus is packing? He kind of strikes me as someone who has little dick energy.
Nah, B, because he could be whatever he wanted to be. Like he had sex like Hercules when he had sex with Hercules' mom. He was a bull, so you know he had that bull stuff right there. So
see, you say that, but I kind of feel that like he would feel like his dick is still huge.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like he would still have a little dick.
Really, Zeus?
I kind of feel like Zeus would have a little dick. I kind of feel like he overcompensates.
Overcompensates with lightning bolts.
Just everything. Like I kind of feel like Zeus would just be like, "I'm Zeus. I don't need to make my dick as big as a bull because I have a big dick."
You know what? I'm gonna let you have that one, old man.
Ariana, Zeus, big dick, little dick.
I feel like I get some BDE over there, like big dick energy.
Big dick energy from Zeus, Maria? The Valkyrie, sorry.
I feel like Zeus might have a really tiny dick.
Mm.
Simply because he has to come to Earth to bang women, because, you know, the godly women, he's not enough for.
See?
Maybe small for them,
but big for people. Point. Yes.
Okay.
See?
I'm with that.
Dick game for humans, small dick game for gods. Hence why he has to go to Earth for his poontang.
Now, Kratos, big dick energy.
Total big dick. Falls out like a baby arm.
Yeah, like, I kind of feel like the
I said I can't.
I kind of feel like the blades of Olympus are really just his dick. Like,
I fucking can't.
But okay, so the reason I bring this up is I was reading a comic book called Powers by Brian Michael Bendis, and they started talking about the golden gods or the golden ones. I can't remember exactly what it's called, and it's a thing where they're not sure if these people are gods or if they're just superpowered beings. And they started talking about, like, you know, how they have sex and all this other stuff. And it got me thinking, I wonder if gods shave their pubic hair.
No, they don't have to.
I mean, no. But some people...
They don't have to manscape.
No. Womanscape, too. Let's not be sexist.
Let's not be
sexist on the Old Man Wade Show. We kink shame. We don't sex shame.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so, But
most of these gods are made out of, like, clay and shit. Like, why would they even have pubic hair?
I mean, why not? I've seen some porn stars that look better with pubic hair. I've seen some porn stars that look better without.
Listen, gods don't have things like overgrown eyebrows or bushy bush or, like, they're not like covered in like the fucking man's sweater. That's not a thing because then they wouldn't be gods. Like, I'm not gonna bang somebody who's a god with a fucking man's sweater and a tiny dick. It's not real.
Yeah, I refuse to believe in a god with dingleberries.
Exactly! Like, you're a god. You, like, hair just falls off because you're so ripped.
Yep, I agree.
See, okay.
Men and women.
So we're thinking about that. In the sense of, like, now. My theory is that, like, back then, yeah, they probably, like, you know, they probably didn't bother shaving. They probably had, like, you know, 70s and 80s porn bush. Or, well, 70s and 80s is in, like, just literally 70s and 80s, not 1970s and 80s. Like, porn bush. But I'm like, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, they started shaving because, like, you know, men and women were just like, I'm not fucking you with that bush.
That's a very strong point, Omen.
I'm serious. I'm starting to think. I'm wondering, and yes, I know how my mind works. And people are going, is this really how we're starting the show? Yes, this is how we're starting the show. I'm wondering whether or not the gods shaved their bush and if they had big dick energy. Thor, big dick energy.
I think he kind of overcompensated with the hammer, though.
But you gotta remember, he wasn't born with the hammer. It's just like, it just happens to be there.
Yeah, but he was, like, dying for that hammer. Like, he was, like, he needed that hammer in his life. Like, that hammer completed his life. So I feel like he grew up with a baby dick, and he felt like that hammer would be the only thing to help him compensate for that baby dick.
I'm having a really difficult time, like, denying any of that. So I'm going to move on, because, like, Thor is kind of my spirit animal, and I wouldn't anyway know about my baby dick. I mean, You're so stupid. So, but
Hercules, definitely big dick energy.
No, I can go on the opposite end of this. Like, having to do all those trials to kind of fit in. Like, imagine, like, your whole life, you think you're, like, this god or whatever, and it's like you're just great, and it's like, no, you're really just a demigod. In order to be a god, you have to complete these trials. But then you're like, wait, and, like, big dick energy would be like, fuck your trials. I'm just gonna, you know, be big.
But you gotta remember, like poor Hercules. So, you know,
little man, listen. If all my exploits were sung by thick black women, I'm good. Like, I don't need the gods of Olympus to fucking come around. I got big dick energy because I got a thick choir of black women singing my praises.
Another strong point.
Dog, I can lift a giant marble that takes 1,000 men to lift. Fuck you. Hercules has little dick energy. Here's what I might be...
I disagree, old man. But, you know, I'll let you have that one because your name's on the title.
So, I have another one. This may be unpopular, and I'm going to ask this directly to Ariana. Jesus. Little dick or big dick energy?
Oh, my God. Little dick. Smallest ever.
My God.
Yes, literally.
That's why he had to do all that fucking fancy magic shit. You gotta do something, right? You gotta, like, trick the eye to divert it from your penis.
So you're saying all people who do magic have small dick?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, no.
Like that Chris, like, whatever, Blaine or whatever, Angel.
Let me tell you.
Little dick.
Doctor Strange, big dick energy.
No, but, like, I'm talking about, like, real life people.
Oh, no. I think Copperfield. I think Copperfield has big dick energy.
No, he has the smallest dick.
David Copperfield, you think has little dick energy?
He's got the littlest dick you've ever seen. Like, you need tweezers and a magnifier.
Because he's the original magician?
This dude felt like he needed to make the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Oh, shit.
Definitely little dick energy.
Definitely.
Yes.
Like, when you have to use magic to, like, and ah, like, you have a little dick. You're miraging that shit, right?
Oh, my God, you're so right. Oh my God!
I'm telling you.
All right, so next one for you, Valkyrie.
Before we finish, yo, I think Jesus definitely has big dick energy. Like, yeah. This dude was like a carpenter who got, like, the whole world to go nuts. So, true. You know.
And he also
magic. Big dick energy.
I don't know what else.
Go nuts! I see what you did there.
He was a virgin, Javi. I don't know what you're talking.
Yeah,
about.
Because he didn't need it.
He turned water into wine.
And then
because he has a little dick.
No,
he's
no.
Getting fucking lit, Maria.
Think about this.
Because he has a little dick.
Let me.
He's like water and wine. Bam. Mary yeah, Magdalene.
Valkyrie.
Let's do this.
So, was the chick that used to chill with him? The prostitute.
No, Mary Magdalene.
See, so here's
Magdalene.
My. Yeah. Here's my thing.
He got her off the street.
Yeah, because he was fucking her. Changing water to wine.
So here's my thing about big dick energy. Jesus had a huge dick and didn't need to fuck. Because he's like, I'm Jesus. I have a huge dick. I don't need to fuck anything. And people hated on him because he had a huge dick.
The dude that came up with, he who has no sin cast the first stone, definitely has big dick energy.
Um,
We're all going to Christian hell, by the way.
Yeah.
Hades, Maria, big dick, little dick energy.
Little dick.
Hades?
Yeah. Definitely a little dick. He's angry.
But yeah, but
yo,
think about
it. He has an innie. I bet
it. How do you feel, me? You know what?
Oh,
I
my
know,
God.
I know big dick energy. He does not have big dick energy. Like, when you have a big dick, you don't have to do the shit you do.
You don't need to overcompensate.
Exactly.
So what you're telling me is every male god has little dick energy. So I'm trying to think of any god that's like just kind of just like...
Possibly.
The African ones.
The African ones. He said the fucking African ones.
I'm trying to think. Anubis.
Big dick energy.
Anubis. Big dick energy.
His shit was definitely heavier than a feather.
You know what? Fun fact. Egyptian gods have such big dick energy, they worship cats.
I mean, there you go.
Do you get that? They worship pussy. What? All right, so let's move on. We'll move on to the Greek goddesses. Who's the Greek god of sex? What the fuck is her name?
Venus?
Huh?
Yeah, that's her Roman name.
Aphrodite?
Yeah, sorry, Aphrodite.
Aphrodite. Do you think she was good in bed?
I mean, definitely. She'll come into your room riding that clam or whatever the hell she has in those pictures. And she'll just change your whole life around.
So is she riding a clam or another vagina?
Whatever that clam represents.
Yes, Ariana, say it again louder.
It's a metaphor for vagina.
Yes. Athena, bad at sex.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck. I just want to hunt.
Ooh. Yeah, but she might, yo.
No,
she seems crazy. And you know what they say about crazy women.
She's angry. I mean, she wants someone to break her back like a glow stick, but she can't find nobody to do it.
What?
She wants somebody to break her back like a glow stick. I like that.
And I'm going to be honest with you. If Athena lived in this day and age, she would wear flannel and drive a Subaru. That's all I'm going to say.
You think she's a lesbian?
No, for sure.
Really?
She's a hot lesbian.
She's for sure. She's a hot lesbian.
She don't want nothing to do with me and old man Wade, which I'm cool with, but you know, I'll still lust over her.
I fucking can't.
I think Hera, I kind of feel like Hera doesn't have great sex because her man keeps straying. But then again, good sex doesn't necessarily mean a man won't stray.
Yo, Hera is so pent up because Zeus be fucking up that I guarantee you the first person that gets in them sheets. Again, she's changing their whole life around.
Okay, so I hit Charmaine up. So she goes, Osiris, he's the god of the dead and the brother husband to Isis, big dick energy. He helps with resurrection and fertility, so that's a good one. I know less about the fabled Thor in the comic book one. Christian god is low energy as Superman.
Wow. But we talking about Old Testament or New Testament?
Old Testament God definitely has little dick energy. Old Testament God definitely has little dick energy. New Testament God, average dick energy. He's just kind of like, all right, man, I'm cool.
I don't know. I think like New Testament God, is pretty much Old Testament God who went to a really good sex retreat and learned how to loosen up. And I think, he's throwing some backs out. In the New Testament.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think that's all I had. Because I was like, do you think they... But here's the thing. I wondered whether or not they shaved their hair. Because in Powers, they didn't have overwhelming, bush. But to Valkyrie's point, you'd have, the perfect bush because you're a god. Nothing? Nobody? Anybody? Bueller.
I don't know what the perfect bush would even look like. What is that?
The perfect bush would look like whatever the thing of the time would be.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were doing.
It's the ambrosia of bushes.
The ambrosia of bushes. Yeah, I got nothing. So we're just gonna end that right there, because I have no fucking clue what's going on.
That was great content.
It was. It was 15 minutes of talking about whether or not gods had Bush.
No, Big Dick.
This is why people tune into the Old Man Wade Show.
Yeah. You're going to laugh. I actually think this is honestly why people tune into the Old Man Wade Show. But this, coming up now, is we have drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ariana with Internet Dating Report. Ariana, please tell us what's going on. Because you had a bunch of really funny stories.
We have to start it off with contestant number one. All right. And I want a description.
Contestant Ariana, contestant number one, tell me what they're like.
So, I'm not even considering them contestants, though, because I don't even reply back half the time. Because right off the bat, I get creepy messages. Also found out, I thought that everybody else was getting creepy messages of my female friends with online dating. Turns out, it is just me. And I showed them some of the messages that I got, and they said they've never got that. That's really sad, and they feel bad for me. So...
Wait, can you define creepy? Like, we're talking about
We're going to read some.
You know, 50 Shades of Grey creepy, Red Room creepy, or are we talking about, like, I collect people's skin creepy?
It's, like, all over the place.
Oh, we'll hear it.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Instead of contestant number one, we'll say creepster number one.
Creepster number one.
Yeah, all right, we can do that. So, I've read some of these to Valkyrie over here, and she has tried to back some of them up from what it sounds like, which makes no sense to me. Because
I'm trying to give people the benefit of the doubt in times of corona.
No, it's weird. It's weird. Lots of weird people, especially during corona time. So, you know, everybody's looking to find that spark. And, yeah, it's just been really interesting. So this one guy sent a message. So these are all, like, first messages. Like, these are, like, the initial messages that you're getting that are, like, starting you off for a conversation. And one guy said, say I shrunk myself to an inch tall and fell in your drink. I'm in your stomach now. How do I get out?
How do you answer that, guys?
That's kind of, that's like.
I said it was legit. Charming
in a very creepy way.
That's a creepy thing
to
say. No,
I said that was just a conversation starter. He was trying to be funny.
No. I don't find that funny. Like, how
it's, I mean, like, I feel like I would say, I told old man that I wanted to crawl inside of him.
After you guys have been together for years. For years, okay? You were married. He can't leave right now. He's stuck with you. Another message just simply said, how much?
What the fuck?
Yo, yeah. Did you answer $40, nigga?
I am worth more than $40.
I just know that's like the meme, $40. I don't necessarily know what it means, but I've just heard that a lot.
Okay.
What's the red man phrase? And for $10, and for 10 whoppers for Burger King, I'll show you the nigga who gotcha.
One guy, there's lots of money offering. One guy said, would you give a good kicking for money, say $150?
I would.
A good kicking?
Yeah,
he
wants me to kick him in his nuts.
Yes. That's a thing.
No. Yo, old man super woke will be your bodyguard.
Exactly. Well, you collect that fucking cheddar. Let's do it. I will be your madam.
$40?
Yo, for the last time, this is going to be one of the last time I say this. Valkyrie would make the best madam ever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I should be proud of that, though.
You can make a lot of money.
Yo, we could pick up the fishnets and the knee-high boots and the whip or whatever the hell. Yeah. We can make some money. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. So we're gonna go good, bad. So I have a couple of really good stories that are positive from online dating. My buddy Matt Jaro, shout out to him, who actually has a great website out called it's called gemmedfirefly.com, GEMMEDFIREFLY.com. And he put out his wife, you can call it, and I met on an app called Love Flutter, which was in beta at the time. It was set up to the reverse Tinder, where you read very brief blurb about the person before you saw a picture of them. It allowed 3 messages before you had to pay for it, and you needed both approve each other. My story was, A car drove through my bedroom while I was sleeping. Hers was, I give cocaine to rats. Now we're married.
Which is hilarious, because living in Boston and being somewhat in the science community, you tend to meet people that give cocaine to rats.
Yeah, and it's actually really fucking funny that that's just the way it is. So, my buddy Matt C, I'll leave it at that. I'm in my current girlfriend on it 3 years next month. Up until I met her, there were a million dick pics sent to me. I know I'm pretty even, but in the profile, I wasn't interested in men. Kept coming anyway. So, then my buddy Chris Fallon, he responded, dick pics don't care if you want to see them. Dick pics just want to be seen. Sending you one in your inbox now.
Ari, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. Do you do you use one online dating app or multiple?
No, there's multiple now at this point.
Is there one dating app that like that surpasses the others when it comes to dick pics?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I found out. So basically, the site that I got offered the most money, where everybody clearly thought I was a sex worker, even though my pictures did not make me look like a sex worker, so at I don't all. Know where they made me think that I was a sex worker, but I actually had to put in my profile, not a sex worker, because
oh my God.
I was getting so many messages to pay for sexual things. So the site is called Meet Me. Right off the bat, people will send you dick pics, offer you money for things, want you to go on video, like chat with them. They get pretty weird.
I don't know if weird the word or if it's just like, because the shit you've said is just like, what now?
Yeah. No, my friends have horrible experiences with online dating too, though. Like, I asked them before we did this show to, send me some stories, and I was dying at some of them.
Do you want to read them
or
do you
want me to read them? Those stories.
No, let's.
Do you want to read them or you want me to? You're probably better reading
them. I'll read them. So this is a friend of mine who travels, and she will meet people, which I have done also before with my travels. So she tried to do Tinder. So she had zero service outside of her hotel. He picked her up looking nothing like his profile pictures, and he smelled like onions. First, he drove her around the town in his stank wagon, as she calls it. Then when they went to his house, his roommate, who was a very large stoner who looked like he hadn't left his gaming chair since Vietnam, she says, Tinder Date's bedroom was full of Cheerio boxes and beer cans, and he put on Rick and Morty and started reciting the lines word for word. No, it gets better. She goes, I turned around at one point when he was reciting the lines and he had a fucking mask on and was holding a machete.
What?
She said, naturally, I said I had diarrhea and needed to go back to my hotel ASAP.
So the best way to escape being murdered by a bunch of crazy people is to say you have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Fine, good note.
Yeah, say a diarrhea.
Honestly, Odin, I kind of feel like that's the best way to get out of anything is to have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's another
that
one.
That is freaking nuts. You could make a freaking whole Netflix show off of that situation alone.
My God, yeah. The other one that I...
it's layered.
So this one, she said that this dude, she was really into this guy. They had been talking for a while. They met on this website.
Oh, God.
It was going really great, and she kept thinking, what's wrong with him? And, something must be wrong with him. Because at this point, when you're trying to... me and my single friends who talk, at this point, it's really, what's wrong with this one now? Something's wrong. Nothing's ever going to go smooth. So she's saying how he had, a nice truck, he had a great job, he had his own place, he had motorcycles, dirt bikes, he had everything like that.
Wait, hold on. How was that not a red flag?
I don't know.
You thought it too, right?
No.
Really?
Yeah, what are you talking about? What's a red flag? Tell me.
The motorcycles and dirt bikes.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, it depends, bro. At least,
old people underwear?
If you have a bunch of motorcycles and dirt bikes, there's two options, right? You either live with your mom and you're a redneck, or you have more money than you know what to do with.
Yeah, Maria. This person Maria. Is from the Cape, and he had like a lot of money.
So, Valkyrie, question for you. Do I need to edit that? So, Valkyrie, question for you. If we started, we were internet dating, right? Let's say that I was like, oh, I have a bunch of motorcycles and dirt bikes. Is that a red flag to you?
I mean.
And this is why we're married, because she wants to say yes, but she won't say no.
No, I mean.
That's a red fucking flag.
You're talking to a fucking girl who used to ride quads, like in the woods. So.
I go thick thighs?
I know a lot of people that listen to this show don't know what that means, but dirt bikes and motorcycles are pretty much a form of currency in Brockton, Massachusetts.
Exactly. Or like the Rough Riders in Boston.
We are not from those parts, so it's a little bit different where we're coming from. So, but basically, he had like the full deal, like everything she was looking for, like had his shit together, and they went on like a couple dates, and finally she's like, you know what, tonight's the night. So she decides that, you know, they're gonna do it, and then all of a sudden she said, she goes, one night we go to his house, it's a nice ass house too, and I was shook, and sure enough, all of a sudden, he pulls out his wiener, and naturally, I sent the code red text to my friend and said, fake call me to bounce, because I was too shook. I was like, what do you mean? She goes, he had a baby dick, and he started crying. And I
Wait, dude started crying. Stop. Everyone stop right now.
Wait, there's more.
No, stop right there. The fact that, okay. Me and Javi have been doing this show for about 2 years now. 2 years me and Javi have been doing this show.
Never heard about a dude? No.
Never in my life have I heard Super Woke go, yo, old man, you got this. Never has he just been like, you know what, nah, dog, you got this. Here's my thing.
I think about for the 2 years, like, we've heard some crazy stories, but I don't think we've heard this story.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing about all that is, if you're, okay, you know what you're working with, all right? And if you don't know what you're working with, you should probably know whether the things you should and should not do. Because realistically, me and my homegirl were having a conversation about, like, just, like, sex, as she said. And she says, I don't mind having sex with someone with a little dick as long as they don't try to do big dick things with little dick.
It's true.
So.
I think this was...
No. Let me finish. Because there's a reason for this. Because the same could be said for women. I'm going to get to this point.
What can be the same?
I'll let me finish.
Does your vagina come in short and tall?
No, titties. If you don't have nice titties, don't send tidbits. Everyone, stop. I'm talking here.
Okay.
I'm being host right now. If you are not sure about your dick, do not pull your dick out. Chris Rock had a really good point, and he goes, "You don't just pull out an ashy dick."
Stop
right now. Shut your fucking hole.
And I would like to go to sleep now.
Well, she's talking about my ashy legs. Not talking about my ashy legs.
She said ashy.
Yeah, your legs are ashy too, bro?
Oh, my legs are ashy. Dumb.
Everything is ashy, Javi. He does not believe in fucking lotion.
Dude, I've been jacking off, so my dick's not ashy.
Ew.
Little ears.
Duke's
hurt.
Little ears.
Duke's sleeping.
Duke doesn't give a fuck.
This ain't shit.
So here's my thing about it is, all right. If you are not sure about your dick, don't randomly whip it out. Period.
I mean, whipping it out and crying though, maybe it would make it feel bad.
You gotta hear the rest of the story.
Okay, I'm listening.
So like this guy.
Oh my god. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
This guy is like a very attractive guy, okay? Like,
that's fine. Don't pull a little dick.
And he had the nice stuff, and he was trying to wine and dine so that, like,
to make up for the small dick.
He can't find a girlfriend. He's having a hard time
because he has a small dick. Yeah.
So back to the story. She goes, I fake called my friend for the red code red, and because I was shook, and he knew, and he just looked at me, and he knew when I said I had to go after she called that it was because of that, and he started crying. And I lied through my motherfucking teeth that night. No, I'm not even here for that. Are you kidding? And I'm not that shallow. And she's like, no, like, I just really like hanging out with you. So then he still tried to get her to, like, sleep with him. And because she was like, oh, like, I don't care. Like, he thought she's taking it that way. And she's like, no. So then she said that she had diarrhea and she had to go.
She came up with the fucking diarrhea excuse. That's when you know a girl is in dire straits, right? When a girl is telling dudes that she's got diarrhea, she really is just trying to get the fuck away from you. Because no girl who likes you is going to tell you that she's leaking out of her ass.
She said that.
Yo, this might be the greatest story. This might be like a top five old man wave story.
It really is.
She said that he tried messaging her again, and she said that she just couldn't do it, and he said that he knew why, and that he understood.
He's a brother, not a shower.
And no.
Yeah, don't send a dick pic!
So then she goes, they're still friends on Facebook. So he now just recently actually got a girlfriend, and she said that every time she sees a picture of them together, she shakes her head at the girlfriend, but she also, like, gives her, like, respect because, you know, she's taking one for the team.
is she taking one for the team?
I mean, she's getting a nice house out of it and, like, the full package deal besides that.
I mean,
true.
Like, she's set up.
There's penile implants. Like, what does that get? Like, if I had all that money, I'd get a new penis.
Maybe he's a cuckold.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about that is, okay? If you are not sure about what you're packing, don't show what you're packing. That's really all it comes down to.
What does that mean?
If you're not sure how your dick looks, don't send a fucking dick pic. It's really just that simple. If you think you got saggy tits, don't send saggy tits. If you think your vagina looks like someone named Sarah, then don't send a, do I need to censor that?
No, okay. That was rude.
Fuck her.
There are so many fucking Sarahs in the world.
Yeah, I know a lot of shitty Sarahs.
All I'm saying is, if you
I don't want to say there's nothing wrong with saggy boobs. That's it.
Me and Diddy were talking about saggy boobs. Like, some saggy boobs look fucking amazing. Like, perfect boobs kind of look weird to me. It's like,
So what are you trying to say?
I like your boobs.
They're not perfect,
huh?
Yeah, I am not a fan of perfection.
And he's like, I like my women tainted.
You're not walking around with, like, plastic surgery boobs.
Exactly. I don't like plastic surgery asses. I don't like
natural.
I don't like plastic surgery asses. I don't like plastic surgery boobs. I like natural. I like natural. I like women who don't have makeup on. Thank you, because I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm kind of record here. Ari, you gave us a good story, a bad story, so I'll give you a good one. This one comes from my Aunt Michelle. I went out to a club with a friend to get drunk and dance. I went to the ladies' room. When I came back, this guy was hanging on my friend. I asked if she was okay, making sure she wanted his attention. I look over, and there's this guy sauntering. Yes, he sauntered to me, and I realized he was the other guy's friend. So I figured he got stuck with the ugly girl and thought, what the hell, might as well have fun. We danced for a bit, and then he went to get a drink, and I asked what he was having. It was a shot of whiskey and a Red Bull. He asked if I wanted a shot, so being all arrogant, I grabbed a glass and threw down the gulp. He had a surprised look on his face. He asked what I liked, and I said tequila, so I bought us two shots of tequila. After we took the shot, he leaned over and kissed me, then said, this is how we do shots in Brazil. I gave him my number, and the rest is history. She's now married to that guy.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I want to let you know that
it's not And then he pulled out his dick and started crying.
And then he pulled out his dick and started crying.
I want all stories to end that way from now on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like that game.
I don't know if I've ever cried at somebody's dick. Or had somebody cry about their dick.
No, you just get up and walk away and say, bye, boy.
I've had some strange things happen, but I don't think I've ever seen a grown man cry.
You've seen me cry, so.
No, I'm saying during sex or, like, about while flashing dick. Their dick. Yeah.
No. I got nothing on it. That just seems like the weirdest fucking shit ever. Like, how do you just, like...
I have a lot of weird
stories. What's the next one?
Yeah, go, go, go.
Number two, or three.
Creeper number, whoever to give the fuck. Yeah,
Creeper
3000. Who's the next one?
All right. I still want the answer to if you swallowed me.
I will not answer him.
I would be intrigued.
Tell that story.
No.
I already did.
No,
in the beginning. Tell your next one.
No, she didn't talk about the whole thing about, like,
did she? She did.
No, I did.
That was, like, the
very beginning. I just never responded back.
Oh, was I drinking?
But she never was I drinking?
Yes.
I mean, my thing is I, so why she said that I'm on board is because I would have answered back. I would have came back with something. I would want to know what he was talking about.
What are your only what options?
What if he was just super inquisitive and, like,
be like, you're a solid in my stomach guy. I'm going to shit you out, bro. Is that what you want to hear? You want to hear that I would shit you out? Is that what you're looking for? Like, no, that's where my mind's going with, like, that's where you're trying to take this. You want me to shit you out. That's what it is. This is some weird giantess, weird thing, kinky fetish that you have. No.
I'm
not with it.
I would answer.
You're weird.
I'm trying to think if... I am weird. I'm trying to think if you ever said anything to me.
So yeah, so go on, Ari. Have I said anything to you weird to you? Yeah. Of course I have. It's me.
You when you were trying to pick her up, you were saying weird shit like that.
He wasn't trying to pick me up.
No.
I was trying to like hit it and quit it.
She was.
Okay, I stepped out for a little second. He's trying to pick up who?
I was said old man Wade. I was just trying to hit it and quit it. He was supposed to be a one night stand.
We can talk about that later, but Ari, go ahead with your next story.
I mean,
you have, just, I know you have more on, what else do you got? Cause I'm pretty sure some of your friends, even if it's a good one.
I mean, I had that one friend who said that she went on like POF and met like,
what's POF? Her
plenty of fish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's, okay, so for dating sites,
plenty of fish?
There's plenty of fish, there's Meet Me, there's Tinder.
I've been married since 2010, that's and true. Me and my wife were together for 3 to 4 years before that, yeah. So I missed everything.
You're fortunate.
I never had the online date.
Yeah, thank
you're all fortunate.
I was just corrected by my wife 5 years before that. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never had an online date. You guys are very
so
lucky.
Plenty of fish.
There's plenty of fish. Meet Me, Tinder, Bumble, Hinge. What else is there?
Hinge sounds nasty.
No, it's...
No, just the name itself, him sounds nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's Grindr if you're gay. I hear that that's a fun time.
Can you be straight and be on Grindr?
No. No, not it's unless you want to take some dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there a gay Grindr for women?
Tinder? What?
Huh?
Oh, you're talking. Never mind.
Wait, did you say you're saying you lesbians have grinders for women?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there like a lesbian grinder?
Yeah, there's lesbian.
Okay. Because that combination.
What are they called? I just don't know what they're called.
Like, there's one that's called like her.
Actually, you know what? Don't say that because men are gonna be on there and be creeps. Never mind. Okay, forget I said anything. Keep going.
So in this plethora of dating sites, it is fucking horrible. I have other friends who are trying to date and they think it is fucking horrible. My friends who are married tell me they feel bad for us because they don't have to deal with that.
Oh, we tell you that every day. That shit sounds terrible.
It's really rough, man. I have a lot of guys ask me if I will peg them right off the bat.
Okay, all right.
Wait, that's like the first sentence is, hey, will you peg me?
Yes.
All right.
That is bold.
All right, I have to say this, and it's going to sound really fucked up. You should do that shit.
I can't. Are you telling her to peg someone?
Yes, I'm telling her to peg someone. I actually think you should do that shit. I think... I think if a dude wants to be pegged, I think you should do that shit.
No.
Ari, you really don't... This whole conversation taught me that you really don't need to go back to work. Like, you could be, like...
I know.
A billionaire right now.
Right, exactly!
Yeah, have you ever seen, Euphoria?
No.
there's this girl on there who I literally, after like watching it, I was like, I could be her. She's like,
she's a bigger girl,
and she has people like, someone accidentally filmed her like having sex, like not accidentally, no, they did that shit on purpose, but like she didn't realize it was going down, and someone posted the video of her, and then instead of her being ashamed of it, she was like, oh, people actually like want to bang me, and they want to pay me for it, I'm gonna fucking take advantage of that. So she like talks to men like they're pieces of shit, and they send her money for degrading them, and I was like, that could literally be my life right now with all the shit that's going on. So if I lose my job due to corona, I can just go to that.
Just, well, this has nothing to do with you because I don't want to like suggest anything, but the Old Man Wayne Show definitely supports sex workers. That's all, just so you know.
Yeah, well, no, like, at this point, I feel like since everybody thinks I am a sex worker, because apparently I just have that look, like, I should just go with it.
I mean...
And I would make a lot of money. I would.
Do you need an agent?
I do need
an agent. She already has one. Back up.
Trey, no, I'll only take 5%.
I fucking can't. Like, I'll let you live here. How about that? I can't.
Oh, shit.
I mean, if people want to pay me to kick them in the nuts, that's not a bad deal.
Yo, straight up, pay someone to peg them. If that makes me get paid to peg. I don't see any reason why the fuck not. What? Like, I mean, like, oh, hey, you can have, like, oh, you want me to fuck you in the ass? You gonna bring a strap on? Cool. Fuck him in the ass.
Yeah. I mean, no, you don't take somebody else's strap on. You definitely use your own because I'm already using that stuff. That's gross.
Yeah, you need
your own.
Yeah.
Like, you can't let somebody bring the strap on.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like I'm gonna make so much money, I would just get a new one for each occasion.
So gross.
That makes sense.
This is a very wholesome conversation, and I think that all our parents will approve.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, half of mine is dead, and the other half doesn't really count.
I don't speak to my parents at all, so they can all suck all the dicks in the world.
A lot of people in my family don't get paid for being
sex workers.
Yeah, so I'm already a step up.
And by her family, she means my family.
Yep.
I kind of don't really speak to mine. I love my grandmother, who's essentially my mother. Other than that, I got nothing. But it is what it is. But I'm trying to think, is there anything else that we had on here that we really need to discuss? I think that was pretty much about it.
Fake friends.
Oh, I fucking... fucking term. It is stupid.
What do you mean?
Fake friends. The term fake friends. I had fake friends. Then they're not your fucking friends, you cunt. I mean, you stupid person.
Well, I mean, does it mean in the sense of, like, you have your, like, friends and then you have, like, acquaintances?
No, I definitely have
acquaintances that I would do things for, but not the same as my friends.
Yeah, but you're not called... See, you distinguish it right there. Acquaintances.
But is that what I'm saying?
Friends.
Are we old and...
No, the person who came up with the term fake friends is a fucking idiot.
Okay.
Drake.
Well, it depends. I think it depends on your situation. Like,
no, it doesn't.
I have people that I considered friends who turned out to be fake friends.
Yeah.
I would call them fake friends.
Yeah, but by the definition, they're not your friends.
True. But I mean, you wouldn't be able to make an awesome song with, like, they weren't really friends to begin with. Like, fake friends, you know, that fits into a lyric.
I'm not sure if you can hear me rolling my eyes when you said that. Ari, you
had... I literally heard you rolling
blink, blink, blink. Blinkity, blink, blink, blink. Ari, you had your hand up like you wanted to say something.
I was, like, gonna say something, but then I was like, never mind.
No, say
but,
it,
like,
say
now
it.
Now that we're, like, talking about it, I just think that, yeah, you can have fake friends.
I don't... But I just think by definition... They're not your friends, though.
Yeah, but
right.
But
like anybody,
you do things with.
Anybody can play the role of pretending to be your friend.
Friend, yeah.
But then, like, but then by that definition, they're not your friends.
Right, but you don't know that at first,
huh?
You have no idea that they're being a fake friend. Like, and I say that with finger quotations, but like because to you, like me and Marie are Valkyrie and Marie. I don't know what to call you. Me and this bitch are friends, and. To me, I think that she's my best friend. To her, she's getting something out of our beneficial relationship for her by pretending to be my friend.
But by everything you said...
Oh, man.
Yes.
So this may be toxic, but you know, Super Bowl really doesn't give a shit. I think that women and men have two totally different experiences when it comes to friends.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
I know for a fact that every woman, I'm just going to say female. I say female. Every female, right, who has a smartphone that can text message, right, has a text message group with their quote-unquote friends, but then they have a side text message group.
Yes.
With their actual friends.
Yeah, like talking shit about the group text.
Again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're not your friends. That's the thing I don't get. Okay.
We different, bro.
You did.
We different.
You absolutely
women are
did.
From Venus. Men are from I don't know.
I'll give you a perfect example. Ariana.
Mark. Yeah.
Ariana. We're family, right?
Yep.
We're actual family.
Yep.
We were family before me and Maria got married, right?
Yep.
That's my point. We're not fake family. So even before...
Yeah, but they're definitely fake family that your fake family was.
No, they're not...
My real family not, is a fake family. Exactly!
Yes!
Fake-ass bitches.
Yes, and they're relatives, not family.
What? Bruh.
There's a difference between...
Like, family can mean so many things.
Ohana means family, and family means go fuck yourself. No, I do not believe in the term fake friends, because it's like, if they're fake, they're essentially not your friends. They're just people.
I took it in the sense of, like I said, like acquaintances. I guess I would call them like fake friends, like people that you're friends with.
But no, there are...
Not really.
But
like,
no,
they don't know your personal shit, but you go out with them, you go to bars, you have fun, you
but they're not.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not fake friends, they're associates.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Same thing to me.
No, to me it's not. I look at an associate as someone like, yes, to your point, I'll hang out with them, I'll drink with them, I'll party with them, I'll play basketball with them, but I'm not going to share my intimate feelings or anything like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So
they're friends that you will let into your house when you cleaned your house.
No.
And there are friends that you'll let into your house.
No, 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 no.
You haven't cleaned your house.
I know what he's saying. He's saying, like, there are friends you'll let in when you clean your house, and then there are friends you will let in when you haven't cleaned your house.
Yeah.
There's a complete difference between that.
There's
yeah, but they're not fake friends. There are layers to friends, but...
But that, to me, that's all right, fake friends.
Perfect example.
Although I have to clean your house all the time.
I have an example for you. No, you don't. I have an example for
not
you.
Not anymore.
I have an example for you. If someone goes undercover as a gangster, are they a gangster or are they a police officer?
But if they got a
mission... No. See, it's one of the two.
But there's so many factors.
Okay.
Do what they become a gangster? Wait. I have a perfect one. You know that movie with the KKK, the black guy?
Yeah.
The black guy became a KKK. Black he got Nisman. Initiated... Boom. Into the KKK. He was a KKK.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He got the card and everything.
No, he wasn't. I can prove that he wasn't. One, the person he talked to on the phone was not a member of the KKK. The guy who was actually going there was also not a member of the KKK. So there's actually
they were fake friends?
No, there's two separate people. I'll give you an example. An apple, is it a vegetable or a fruit?
It's a fruit.
Can you call it a fake vegetable?
That's like when people say tomatoes are fucking vegetables.
But there's different types of fucking apples, Mark.
Yeah, and they're all fruits.
You're a fucking fruit. Next question.
Yeah, if Ryan Reynolds wants me to, yes. bring me that Deadpool dick.
I was about to say, does Deadpool have a big dick?
Deadpool has medium dick energy.
No, it's definitely a big fucking rippled dick. Yeah.
Deadpool has medium dick with a great foreplay game.
No.
He seems too insecure to like know. He kind of knows like, all right, let me double down on the oral.
Deadpool is definitely not insecure. He probably will pretend to be insecure.
Oh no!
And just pull out the freaking 12-incher.
Exactly.
And just destroy everybody's life.
When you've read as much Deadpool as I have, we can have this conversation. Cable has big dick energy.
For sure.
But here's my thing about this, though. I don't agree with the phrase, and again, maybe it's just me getting caught up on the actual words of it, you know what I mean? As opposed to what it means to certain people. But I hear fake, and I was like, okay. So when people go, I got rid of my fake friends, motherfuckers, and they weren't your friends. I got rid of my, like, then they weren't your fucking friends.
I got rid of those fake ass people I was hanging out with all the time.
No, just say
that were considered friendships for years, but then they weren't really friendships.
No, I got rid of people. I got rid of people in my life who weren't the weren't who I thought they were. Problem solved. They're not your friends. They were never your friends. If someone is fake, they were never your friends. If someone's gonna
fake or fake,
fuck you. like.
But here's the thing. There's some people that I would consider fake friends, right?
Okay.
That I've known for years.
See, same.
And at some points we were friends. Some points we weren't. But as I got older, you know, my friend group shrunk. But if I saw some of these people getting jumped on the street, I'm definitely jumping in, helping them out. Like, I'll take a couple punches for them.
But those are fake friends. Those are friends that you... No, they're not. Those are friends you grew apart from. If I seen someone that I used to be friends with that I'm not friends with anymore because we grew apart for something, it all depends on what we grew apart from. If you were someone that I just never... If you were someone who did something fucked up to me and we used to not be friends, and I see you getting jumped, I'm giving you a look from Jay-Z from that Put Your Hands Up video. I'm going to look at you and go, oh, and I'm going to keep walking. I've done that. I'm that type of dude, like, oh.
Well, I like fighting, so I'll probably, honestly, that's probably a bad example because I'll probably jump in anyways.
You're supposed to just pop in, give him a quick, swift kick, and then pop out real quick like you weren't even there.
Let me tell you. I don't understand the concept of the, like, and maybe it's just the social media aspect of it, which goes back to the last episode we did, where it's like, oh, well, like, I don't, it's like, oh, and then take this, and like, social, like, dog, what? Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Like, the term,
wait, when you add somebody to Facebook, what do you call it?
Huh?
When you add somebody to Facebook, what do you call it?
I added someone to Facebook. I don't use the term friends. I think that's fucking stupid.
Nah, I don't care friends. What you call it. What does Facebook call
you
it?
You asked me.
Friend request.
You literally asked me.
It's a Facebook friend request.
No, you literally asked.
Friend request because I'm going to look at your life.
Can you stop talking while I'm talking? No. So you literally asked me, Javi, what do you call it? And you asked me.
I'm drunk, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, and I got two high people. It's funny. I've drank more than everyone here, and I'm the most coherent, which is sad.
I'm cross-rated. Yeah.
What does Facebook call it? They call it friend request. Are you friends with everybody on your Facebook?
No, but here's the thing about
it. Them motherfuckers are fake friends.
The reason, biggest thing about that is like, yes, I understand your point and what you're saying is, but it's just like, there's also a difference between Facebook friends and what everything else is going on. So we're back real quick. So we had a quick pause because my food's finally here. I've been drinking since about five.
Last month of quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I haven't eaten anything. I had a breakfast sandwich at 7 a.m. I had some pistachio ice cream at 3. It is now 10 a.m. and I've had 6 beers at 7 point something alcohol. But Shay Nice is here.
Hi.
No, what up, son?
No, not tonight. It's too late, and I wasn't ready.
Pretty much, I wasn't ready. So you have some stories for us. So before we go, I'd like to hear these stories. I think they're probably gonna be fucking great. So go on, Shay Nice.
Yeah. So just to get back to the topic of bad dating, this is not for me. Just getting information from other people.
It better be from other people.
Okay, no, I changed it. It's from me. One says, I had one guy telling me that he wanted me to dominate him. He would do exactly as I would tell him and say he would like me to pee on him.
Oh, shit.
Another guy said he would give me $500 for a blowjob.
$500?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I might do it.
You think about it, right?
I'll think about it.
$500 is not enough for me to put a dick in my mouth.
I don't know, man.
All
right. Well, desperate times, right?
Desperate times.
Another guy I actually went on a date with, and then the same breath asked me if he could sleep on my couch, and I said no, and he called me a bitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. You know what? This leads me to a conversation I had with Amanda. Go ahead.
Another guy was really sweet, but I played too many games. Another guy said he would pay for my college if I slept with him.
Oh, shit. Man, with these types of student loans?
I can't even agree on this one. And the last one, and married men, of course, are in... Oh, married men being in the inbox.
Not us. Super Woken Old Man Wade are super faithful.
Doug, let me tell you.
I said this earlier today, didn't I?
I don't have the time.
It's like, just ask your single friends. I'm like, no, you don't have to ask your single friends. There's probably some married friends on.
None of my married friends. All my married friends are freaking faithful as hell.
Actually, yeah, all my married friends actually are faithful. Now that I think about it, now I had to think about it for a second.
I'm not even being sarcastic.
All right, real quick, just so we can get out of here. This is the Old Man Wade Show. Javi, where can they find you?
All right, so you can find me on the Old Man Wade Show Facebook page, along with our fearless leader, the Old Man Wade himself. You can find me on Let Shit Record on Twitter. And you can find me on, or some of my articles and thoughts on oldmanwadeshow.com. Oldmanwade.com.
All right, you can find me, oldmanwade.com, with the articles as well. And we promise to have at least one or two more up next week when this episode goes out. You can find me on oldmanwade.com, oldmanwadecom, on Twitter and Instagram. Shout out to our international listeners. Thank you guys for your listens and your downloads, because honestly, I don't know how the fuck you found this, but I appreciate it, man.
For real.
Man or woman, or whatever you identify as. That's not a joke. I really am appreciative of it. But yeah, Valkyrie, where can they find you?
On my ass on the couch doing nothing because it's Corona time.
Damn it, Wade.